Hey, All Work No Play listeners, this is Sam Riegel. All Work No Play may have wrapped Season 2, but it's more important than ever to stay connected. With that in mind, welcome to AWNP Unplugged, a spinoff show and podcast where myself and best buddy Liam O'Brien check in on each other, and occasionally other friends, from a safe distance. You can watch AWNP Unplugged every other Tuesday on twitch.tv/criticalrole at 7 p.m. Pacific. Or you can listen to the audio version of the show the following Tuesday right here on the All Work No Play podcast feed. As a note, much of our conversation includes discussions surrounding COVID-19. We understand that not everyone is in a headspace to hear these discussions right now. Please take care of yourself and don't forget to love each other. Well, okay, let's get to checking in.
So I got iPhone is going right there. Logic Capture is going in front of me.
If you do speaker view, then it'll just move. It should make me bigger.
How do we do that?
I see a lock. It's over my face. Click the three dots.
Where is the three? I don't see no fucking.
Over my fucking face.
Up there. Pin video. There we go.
Okay, Sam Slate.
Do I do one too? Liam Slate.
This is the show.
Well, Sam, here we are again. In a different way, but the same, but different.
A lot different. You know, we've been talking to each other on microphones for a couple decades now. Sometimes we record shows and things separately, like you'll come in and record, and then I'll come in and record, hear your voice, and then you'll come in and record, you'll hear my voice. Yeah. Sometimes we podcast together, we're in the same room. We're butted up against each other.
Knee to knee.
Sometimes, like on a recent animation project, we were in the same room when we did it, and we were both directed by people. But this is new. This is weird.
There's a lot that's weird right now. Right now, you and I are both in our sort of home offices, talking to each other for the first time, podcasting?
I don't know. I think we're just recording right now, yeah. And if we like it, good. And if we think it's something that other people will like, we'll put it out. And if not, we'll just delete it.
So first off, why are we doing this?
Well, I think we probably both have different reasons. My interest under everything else is to just check in with you. I just want to check. I feel like I've been doing this a lot this past couple, 3 weeks. You probably have too. Just calling people, texting people, just checking in, making sure they're okay, making sure that you have a connection still.
Yeah.
To the outside world. I don't know about you, but I've been texting people I haven't talked to in decades. Just to see where they are in life. Yeah.
I have aunts and uncles. Let's pause there.
Sure.
The world has changed. And can't be rewound. And it is a very hard time on planet Earth. And we're all in the middle of a pandemic. This show that we're doing right now, if that's what this is kind of like a time capsule. And it's happening in a moment where everyone is scared and unsure, and nothing like this has happened in at least a century. And one sort of response to it is to sort of like hide away and just fall into complete despair. And that's an understandable reaction, but the reason people are reaching out to you and to me, and all of us are reaching out, my sister's in Hong Kong, I'm talking to people in upstate New York, I'm talking to college friends who I haven't spoken to in a couple of years.
Yep.
We all do want to check in with each other. And that's important. And we don't really know what this is yet. It's not exactly All Work, No Play.
No. There's no play. And there's no work.
Right.
It's just all sit, all talk, because we're locked in, and it's been a very pensive time, just people thinking about themselves, people thinking about their families, and people thinking about the world at large. And so, you know, it's a good thing to think to yourself and to consider and to ponder what the world is going through and stuff. But I think it's also very important to reach out and connect to people and find out what they're thinking.
Because we none of us want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all isolated right now and sequestered off in either ones, twos, threes, our families. I'm with my wife and kids. Same for you. Some people are by themselves completely. Some people are just with their significant other. But we all feel, even if we have someone, we feel alone. And, you know, a lot of people know us for dumb humor and crazy things, but also.
Oh, that reminds me, by the way, yeah. RC Cola is our sponsor tonight. RC, when you're quarantined, grab an RC. Sorry, go on, Liam.
We will occasionally laugh on this show, maybe more as the weeks go on. I'm happy to see you because we've had a couple of like business meetings over Skype and we text sure. every day, but you know, the jokes are going to be a little less sporadic here. I love you.
I love you.
I miss you.
I miss all you guys. I mean,
yeah,
we've had a couple of big Critical Role Zoom meetings or whatever. And, those have been fun just to see everybody's face and everything. But man, it's like bittersweet when you hang up on those because it's like, oh wow. That was a little taste of what we had 20 days ago.
20 days.
But who knows when we will have that again. And not just, you know, that particular friendship, but just friendship in general. Like yeah. it's over, it's on pause. Everything's on pause for right now. And the uncertainty is, it's making people stressed and it's making people, turning off and shutting in and it's making other people really trying to reach out and find some sort of connection, whether it's over Zoom or text or whatever. Or, you know, I've walked around the neighborhood a couple times and people are real nice. Like, you know, they don't come within 6 feet of you, but yeah. as they steer into the street to avoid you, they always wave and smile, and it's clear that like everyone's really hungry for just any sort of human interaction, even if uh-huh. it's just like a weird, oh, hi, let me move out of your way sort of a thing, you know?
Yeah, I really enjoyed a call with the cable company because mm-hmm. I talked to a guy for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I talked to a rep from Air New Zealand tonight, and I got a little glimpse of what's going on in New Zealand. Yeah. He's like a customer service rep, really nice guy.
Yeah. I talked to my sister, my older sister, who lives in Hong Kong. She's there for work. And they're ahead of where we are, right? They're already kind of getting their toes into the second wave of what this is. But they've had a long lull. And so I feel like she's sort of giving me a perspective from the future in a way. That future seems far away. Anyway, we're doing this because we miss each other. Like, I just flat out miss you. Yeah. And I miss all our friends and our second family. And I know that this is going to be a really hard time for a lot of people in so many different ways. And a theme of things that I am drawn to and the kind of art that I appreciate and what I try to do with my own art is appreciating what we have in the brevity of our time on this planet. And now above all times, we need each other. And we're kind of taking a leap of faith on this, what we're doing here. I'm not really sure what shape it's going to take or where it's going, but I know that I need you and my friends. And we all do. And in dark times and heavy times, it's good to have comfort coming in, you know, in any way you can.
I agree. And like I said before, if no one sees this, I think it's still valuable. Like if we just talk for 30 minutes tonight and hang up and then delete the files, I'm cool with that. And that's worth it for me. If we do put it out there, that's nice too, but really it's just nice to see you again and talk for a while and see what you've been up to.
That would be fucking fine by me.
Yep.
Fine by me.
I'm drinking some wine. I've been drinking a lot in the last couple of weeks.
I told you just the other night that I haven't had a drink in 3 weeks.
Is that because you don't feel like health reasons or you're just like trying to wait till this blows over before you can enjoy again? Or?
Well, there were a couple of factors. Factor number one, I'm drinking right now. I'm having some Japanese whiskey that I filched from our studio about 2 hours before this moment.
So you went to the studio.
I did.
Breaking the law?
No, I had essential services to do near the studio. I brought a mask to someone.
Okay, good. That is an essential service that counts. Don't arrest him. Don't ticket him. The whiskey was just on the way.
I need to take care of my mother-in-law. Okay.
There you go.
I just need to. And the studio was right nearby, and I went in alone in there, and I grabbed a copy of a campaign guide that Matt wrote.
That's essential.
And I grabbed a bottle of whiskey, and I ran home.
Very essential.
Here I am. No, but I didn't have anything in the house, I thought, although I did just stumble upon a full bottle of wine a couple of days ago. So now I know I have that. But, I mean, we're dealing with a fucking virus.
Mm-hmm.
That has different levels of likelihood of whacking other people and all people. And I don't know, trying to keep my immune system up, I guess. But
that makes a lot of sense.
Three weeks in, I'm looking at my best friend.
I'm
happy to see you. Time to celebrate.
It feels like a year has gone by. It's only been just under 3 weeks when we shot or recorded this. Mm-hmm. Since we've been locked in, and I don't even think that it's been 3 weeks since California declared an official shutdown lockdown notice. I think we all at Critical Role started locking down like 4 or 5 days before it became official.
Yeah.
Around like Friday the 13th ish of March. And so it's been like almost 3 whole weeks. The days sort of blend together. The first week was just sort of, for me anyway, just very surreal and trying to get our bearings and stuff. And now we've sort of eased into a kind of a routine. Mm. And part of the routine for me and the wifey is we've started experimenting with cocktails every night because fuck it. Nothing matters. I had not had a drink of vodka in, I think, 10 years.
Really?
I don't like vodka.
I don't either, but that seems like a long stretch to not have had somebody hand you a drink with vodka
gross.
In it.
It's gross, but now I've had a lot of it.
Is that what you had in the house? Is that why?
Yeah, we had a full like Costco-size Kirkland vodka. And so we're like, well, might as well.
Was that left over from your holiday party?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
And we found a can of lychees. Mm-hmm. So we started making lychee martinis, and boy, oh boy, it's just great.
Let me point something out to you. You and I, as everyone knows, as you know, we share a lot in common, similar career paths, same age, started the same way, came in through the world of anime dubbing, and now we're whatever this is. One way we're very different is my family. As time has gone on, is very private. Like, I don't share, there's not pictures of my kids online. At some point, and it's not better or worse, that's just what we're doing, and we've decided, like, if they want to be on the internet at some point, they'll tell us.
Yeah.
But a couple of days ago, I watched your son shaking drinks for you.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Instagram, was it?
Yeah. Me and the wifey have been, again, I think it's because we're craving some sort of connection, but me and the wifey have been broadcasting live on Instagram pretty much every day.
Yeah,
and that's something I have never done before this. But we have been hanging out in the garden, and we've been hanging out in the kitchen, and we've been mixing drinks, and we were just like, "Let's just turn on the old Instagram and people are doing."
I've seen a decent amount of it, and it's comforting because we all need to check in with each other. We all need to remind ourselves that there's other humans out there, and not just the talking heads we're seeing on the news.
Yeah, yeah,
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. So yes, I mean, this, whatever we're doing right now is a bit of an experiment. Mm-hmm. But it's got you and me in it, and that's good enough for me. So we're just going to talk for a while and drink together and kind of catch up and check in, and hopefully that will, inspire, if people see this, that will inspire people to check in with their friends, or to just think about others and
absolutely. If anybody is seeing this, please, if you have the ability, get on like a screen with friends, do a watch along of something, try to have parties. If you can even meet up with people and be 10 feet apart, I don't know. We're still figuring it out. We were just told on the news today to start wearing masks when we're outside. This is an ever evolving thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. I don't know about you, but, we wanted to ask each other, you know, like what have you been up to for these? How have you been passing the time?
Sure.
Has it been nonstop stress and anguish? Have there been moments of levity or escape? Something that we've done a couple of times is people mm-hmm. have walked by in front of our house and we've had like a impromptu, you know, party. I don't know. It's weird because they're 20 feet away, but like my friend Rob Blatt and his family walked by the other day.
How's
and
he
we
doing?
talked for like 45 minutes and he was down by the street and I was up at my doorstep and mm-hmm. we were kind of shouting at each other, but it was really great. And weirdly, we hadn't had that much time together, probably like 6 months. So it was a really great opportunity to hang out in a weird way. And we've also been doing tons of Zooms with people, mm-hmm. Zoom cocktail parties and
Zoom is the thing now.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Skype. It was here. Sorry, Skype. It's Sorry, Zoom. Skype.
That reminds me, this episode brought to you by Skype, Microsoft Skype. Check it out.
I have not had any moments like that. I haven't had, I'm not in that kind of neighborhood and I can't elaborate why, because I'm a private family.
Sure.
But, what have we done? I've done a lot of, my daughter and I go running, quite a bit. And I used to run a ton and I haven't as much lately, because I busted my kneecaps off doing things with you in the past years.
Sorry.
It's okay. Boy, I wish my biggest problem was knee problems right now.
Yeah.
So, Romper Stomper and I have been, running through the neighborhood through our very quiet streets.
You said that she does track. Like she's fast.
Oh yeah. She is like Travis Willingham. I don't know. Are we going to do any drops? This is not our regular show.
We're not name dropping. No.
But
we can
more...
say other people's names.
Yes. Yeah.
They just won't have a funny.
No names.
Funny sound effect with them. Or maybe they will. Maybe after we watch this footage back, we're going to be like, you know what? This needs tons of sound effects.
Tons of sound effects. We'll be like the morning zoo, right?
Yeah.
That's what we need. For our message in a bottle show during one of the worst times in memorable history.
Wah, wah.
Man. Yes, my daughter is an amazing athlete, but she's like Travis. She's very creative and loves musicals. And today she's on spring break in the middle of all this. And what she decided to do for spring break was to do a research presentation on Frida Kahlo.
Oh.
So she dressed up.
Wait, what? That's spring break?
Yeah. She,
okay.
So I got called in from my office, this room, to go see a presentation that she put on. And she was dressed in a dress like Frida would wear and had her computer open and did a whole slideshow and talked about Frida's life.
Did she connect the eyebrows?
She did not do that, but she showed us both photos and paintings of Frida and then an emoji set of Frida that she found somewhere.
Emoji Frida?
Yeah.
Wow. I want to know the person who uses that in day-to-day life.
Yeah. Anyway, so I've gone running with her. I've also become a bit of an algebra tutor. I was good at math
for
once.
Her or for other kids?
For for what other kids?
Well, I don't know, because some of my kids' friends are like arranging like, hey, let's do a Lego build together, and they all jump on and do a build. Zoom. Yeah, over Zoom. So yeah. I didn't know if you were sharing the love. Also, well, no, I know a lot of people are doing D&D games over Zoom right now.
I ran a D&D game.
There you
over
go.
Over Zoom. Yeah. Yes, I did. I mean, I know there's great apps out there and programs and people use them. But it was my first time, and we're so spoiled, you know, getting to just be around that table together week after week. Oh man. Remember that show we did?
I do. It was fun while it lasted.
It'll come back.
Yes. Yeah.
We're just going to forever hover at episode 99. We'll ring that bell someday.
Have you had any, besides tutoring algebra, had any unusual encounters or unusual activities that you guys have done? Like, we went and I posted this on social media, but we went camping the other night in the backyard. Just to break things up a little bit. We have a small backyard, and we pitched a tent under our avocado tree, and I slept out there with the kids. And
how'd you sleep?
I slept okay because we're home. I brought in an air mattress and stuff. Like, we didn't rough it.
Okay. You glamped?
We glamped.
Glamped in the backyard?
But it was scary. There are way more things in my backyard at night than I had any idea.
There's like things, daddy long legs and sparrows.
There were skunks and raccoons. There was mice or rats or something scurrying up the tree. We heard coyotes, like a pack of coyotes nearby. I believe they captured prey because they all were like they were celebrating a kill, I think.
Okay.
Woke us up in the middle of the night. And then there's these birds, gigantic stork-like birds that are nesting in a tree a couple blocks away.
Over where you live?
Yeah, they fly through either going north or south, and they pass through this set of trees that are about three blocks away. And they happen to be there right now. I think they're headed north.
Okay.
And they made some sounds at night that were genuinely horror film sounds. I mean, I've never heard deep guttural sounds like this. I was scared out of my mind.
You are such a city kid. I mean, so am I. But aren't you from Virginia? I mean, what was it like where you grew up as a little kid?
Yeah, I guess in Virginia, there was always like that baseline cricket sound at night.
Okay.
Which I got used to, but I'm not used to it anymore. Uh-huh. I lived in cities for decades. Right. I don't know. Yeah, it's scary out there.
You sleep on a bed made of vino bottles.
Yes, exactly.
Do have one moment that happened that you'll remember. I think it was not that long after lockdown was called in this state, but I walked out the front door with my daughter to go on one of our runs, and she went, "Look at all those bees."
Oh, you and texted there, us about this.
There was a volleyball wad of bees clinging to a little tree about 8 feet from my front door. And we thought they were building it. It was a hive. I had a hive out of nowhere. Learned a lot in 24 hours. Marisha Ray, our Critical Role queen bee, and Taliesin, bee turned human, knew a lot and explained to me that what we were looking at was a swarm of bees who were checking out the tree.
Looking for a new place to have a hive nest.
Yeah, to build a hive. And supposedly in this giant moving basketball, there was a queen bee somewhere in there. And they were testing it out. So we found a place. Like, it was just one thing after another. All this is happening. We're all terrified. And walked out to just have, like, there were 20 bees just sort of flying in the air that I just walked through. But we got some humane bee removal service people to come outside. Oh. And they captured them in a box, I think, and took them off to a beekeeper somewhere.
That's amazing. And they did that during quarantine. That's amazing.
Well, outdoor work, it was one person.
I guess so.
And a box. And it was before, every 3 or 4 days, it feels like the rules, at least in our state, are going gunk, gunk,
yep,
gunk. And it was early. I mean, this is evolving shit.
Yeah, probably by the time we finish tonight, there will be another alert or something. Like, they've been saying that school is canceled for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. I've been doing homeschooling
going on right now.
Yep, I've been doing some homeschooling. It's a lot of work. My son has 3 Zoom meetings a day. My daughter has 2 Zoom meetings a day. And then I'm trying to keep things going. I have like 3 or 4 Zoom meetings a day. It's like, it's too much. We got like 10 Zoom meetings a day.
It is actually as busy or a little busier than before this happened, because we're all suddenly having we're teachers. Absolutely teachers.
Yeah.
Side note. Yeah. I want to pause though. What you and I are going through, I would take any day of the year, because there are a ton of people right now who are in ERs and who are in grocery stores and who are delivering packages and watching children and working in all kinds of health professions that are still happening right now. And I know I'm forgetting a ton, and restaurants, grocery stores. I'm sure that I am forgetting facets of society that are still operating, and people who are not at home, and
or just people who are at home but have, like, we each have a wife to help, but there are a lot of single parents out there as well who have 2, 3, 4, 5 kids. I don't even know. I mean, that seems impossible. In this state, to entertain a child by yourself for more than a day, I can't even imagine. So we're in a really, really fortunate place. The weather here has been great and has allowed us to walk around and stuff. That's not the case in other places of the world, the country. And you're totally right.
Humbled and grateful for people who are towing the line to keep the machine running. I mean, the bravery and hard work that people are pursuing right now in the face of this is, I don't know. I don't think there's any real way to say thank you, but thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And it's also hard because it's hard to, we hear about, the stories and, you know, you read the newspaper or whatever and see on Twitter what's going on, and how healthcare workers are on the front lines and all that stuff. But you don't really, you can't see it for real because we're not going there and we're not seeing it firsthand. Mm-hmm. So I have no idea what it's like. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be a hospital worker right now. I mean, it would be like working in a war zone, and it's,
By every account I read, it is like a war zone in hospitals right now. And everyone who's out there, but especially people who are working in hospitals, thank you. Like, there's no gags here. Just the thank you.
Yeah.
From all the country and from all the world, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is a singular moment.
I hope it's a singular moment.
Our civilization. Well, we will get through it, but a lot of people are going to lose people.
Oh yeah, and we're now into April, all the curves are rising, and you read in the news every morning about someone else we've lost, or some other great tragedy that has befallen a family, or something, and it's kind of nonstop, and it's not, at least for me, it's not numbing yet, because it's still just kind of starting, but at some point it's going to be too much for a lot of people to handle.
I wish that there was more support for the people who are out there on the front line, and I'm not going to get political here right now. If you want that, you can follow me on twitter.com to know what I think, but I do wish that you were getting the backup that you need.
Mm-hmm.
It is in America and across the planet, we're dealing in tragedy right now. And that's why now more than ever, we have to rely on each other.
Yep. In a lot of situations, there is literally no one else to rely on.
Yeah.
Yep. But yes, we are fortunate in that we do have family in the house and support system online, and that's really lucky. And we get to do things like this where we check in. And
it's extremely fortunate. So if this lives beyond this 30 to 60 minutes of you and I catching up with each other, and if it doesn't, so be it. But if it does go on, I hope that it can offer some distraction or a little bit of light.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of light, Liam, you're very evenly lit right now.
Are we finally YouTubers? Is this it?
Yes. You got a good setup going over there.
Yeah.
You've got a good mic. You got a great light, and behind you is just the coolest office. There's D&D books and Pip-Boys and Critical Role merch and one-of-a-kind stuff that I'm so envious of. We did a little practice setup before where we looked at each other's kind of rig, and I was like, oh boy, there's nothing interesting behind me. So I went to the garage, and I found these cutouts that I got for my son's Star Wars birthday party from 2 years ago.
Oddly, that's what's going to sink this from ever seeing the light of day is copyright infringement.
Yes, Lucasfilm is going to sue us. Disney Lucasfilm is going to sue us. But yeah, we bought these for my son's birthday party, and we didn't want to throw them out because they were kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. So they've been in the garage.
Why would you throw those out? Why?
Well, no, what am I going to use them for? Well, this is what I'm going to use them for. Yeah. I'm going to use them for, these are my podcast background now.
So that it didn't look like you were just in a gym locker room instead.
Yes, exactly. Although that would have been a nice motif as well. Mm. Maybe if we do this again, I'll broadcast. I converted my garage into a bit of a gym.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next episode I'll broadcast from in there so you can see my weights.
Oh, you're going to move from place to place?
Sure, why not? I don't know. There's no rules.
There's no rules. If you do that, I want to see you lift weights.
Okay.
At least some curls.
I've been working out because essentially we're all in prison now. And so that's what you do in prison. You work out. You've been running, I guess. I've been doing 20-minute YouTube HIIT workouts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, that's what you do.
I've been doing running and yoga. That's what we do. We do yoga together, the whole family. That's nice. I had the reverse problem of you, by the way. Like this is not my house. This exists over a garage. This is my, this is where everything nerdy in my life, which is the entirety of my being, is stored in this room that I'm in. The house is just, it's a house.
Sure.
And I stared at this shelf behind me so hard for so long to be like, is there anything really stupid behind me? Is there anything too nerdy? To the point where 10 minutes before we started recording, I was up going like, what about this? Well, maybe I should move that book over there. Maybe I should. That doesn't look right.
That's what I want to know.
There's a wider version of this shot that we're not using where I had, I don't know, the most memorable anime projects that I directed or wrote for. And I spent all this time going, should I? And I moved them entirely. Here is now way more custom painted D&D miniatures that took the place of one thing.
Were you not proud of your work on these anime projects? Why did you move them? You just wanted to focus more on the current?
I don't know. It was just anxiety. I think it was just general anxiety.
It's kind of I don't use dating apps, but I assume people, you have to fill out the profile. I'm guessing. I've never done one of these, but you got to fill out the profile and say like what you like and don't like. I bet people like stress out about like, oh, what does this say about me that I have anime in the background?
Sure. So look, all my Naruto DVDs, that's not the right way to pronounce it, are over there. Paranoia Agent by Satoshi Kon, that's wonderful. It's over there. Sure. I don't know why it's over there. But this is my life now is Dungeons and Dragons. Look at all this. Look at all this Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, you got the CR hat. You got the Russian nesting dolls of, I don't know.
There is.
Yep.
Everybody right know what there. That is? That is the doorway to Castle Grayskull. My Castle Grayskull from when I was 8, motherfuckers. I don't have the castle. I just have the door. I don't know what happened to the castle, but I've kept
fucking
the door.
Fucking doors. Yes. And this is clearly a snapshot of who I am right now. I am Sam Riegel who loves Star Wars cutouts. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, no. Now you're all blurry.
There it is. Okay, it fixed itself. No, you know what that says about you? You are not nerdy. And you're like, I need some nerdy stuff. What do I got? Here's some Star Wars cutouts.
Yep. I had to like scramble for anything nerdy. No, yeah. The truth is I do have a lot of the same stuff that you have. Those minis back there, I have those. Mm-hmm. That hat, I have that. Yep. A lot of those D&D books, I have that. The problem is I don't have a place to put them because unlike you, my office is not sort of a separate sort of man space, man cave space. My office is shared by my wife.
Right.
She has a little desk right next to mine. And mm-hmm. so I can't just load it up with my nerdy shit. It has to like look classy, I guess. But I don't have anywhere to put my nerd shit. So I end up putting them in drawers we have a small guest room and they sit in drawers in there. And right next to those drawers are 5 drawers of t-shirts that I own and keep recycling for our show. Right.
Sure. Well, that is, your civic duty. Yes. I like you talking about classy, but in the house before the house you're in, the home you lived in before, Quien, your wife, painted a entire wall mural of you as a giant in tighty whities.
She did. She did. It was it wasn't just a random picture of me as a giant. It was.
She is such an artist in every sense of the word. And that is her art.
She took an old 50s movie poster for the a movie called The Amazing Colossal Man and transformed it. So instead of a giant, a giant that was attacking the city, it was a giant Sam Riegel attacking the city and holding a small Quien in his hand, ready to either kill her or kiss her, depending on his monster mood.
That is a psychological enigma.
I'm sure she and I should talk about this in therapy.
She painted it. Boy, oh boy. I don't even know how long we've been doing this. It is so fucking good to talk to you.
It's really great to talk to you. You know, we texted back and forth a little bit and you said, hey, here's some things that we could talk about on the show.
Right. We're figuring out the format literally live as we do this.
Yeah. Who's our guest for today? No, we have no guest. But we are sponsored by Monster Energy. No. One of the things that you said that was both helpful and insightful is like a recommendation that we could maybe pass on to folks for something they can do to pass the time or something they can watch or read or listen to that's just something maybe that you've been up to or listening to.
Right. Right.
Do you have anything?
You want me to? I do. I have a big one. I have a doozy.
Oh, okay.
I have like a podcast network to recommend.
A whole network.
A whole network. I have a good friend, a guy named Scott Johnson, who has multiple podcasts that have been my comfort food for years. Back in the aughts, I don't remember when iPhones came out and I got my first iPhone, I wanted to start listening to podcasts and I stumbled across one that was about apps on the iPhone. And it was one podcast of many podcasts by this one guy named Scott Johnson, whose network, his podcast network is called the Frog Pants Network.
Oh, I like that. It's a funny comedy name.
It's funny. It's connected to us because that show about apps on your iPhone was two guys. It was Scott Johnson, my friend Scott, and my other friend, Eric Van Skyhawk, who created the theme song for All Work, No Play. our chiptune
and,
song.
And who has the coolest name in history.
How is it a real name? Nobody knows. It is an amazing name.
Say it
Van
again.
Van Skyhawk. The Frog Pants Network and my friend now Scott, who I got to know after years of listening, his shows are my comfort food. They have been for a long time. And this is what I'm talking about. In the last 3 weeks, you know, when I'm cleaning out my garage or dealing with a package to make sure that it does not have a virus that will infect my daughter, who will then infect my mother-in-law, I have an earbud in my ear and I'm listening to my comfort food, which is Scott's. I don't listen to every single podcast that he does, but he has many. He has one called The Morning Stream, which is mm-hmm. like every weekday. And it is sort of like a morning show, but it's for nerds like me and talks about all things nerdy. He has a show about the World of Warcraft. He has a D&D campaign that's been going for kind of maybe for a year and a ton of others. So look, he's on Twitch. He has podcasts. It's called the Frog Pants Network. His name is Scott Johnson. That's my recommendation.
That's a great poll.
He has thousands of hours of things to listen to and or watch, and if it's your cup of tea, you've got a massive backload, which you and I can relate to. We have a massive backload.
Yes, we do.
Plus,
yes,
a lot of episodes of Critical Role.
Oh yes, yes. Now is a great time to catch up on Critical Role.
No. We'll get back to it one day. It's going to be,
I worry that when we do, I won't remember how to play.
You didn't know how to play in the first place.
That's true. It'll be just like when we started. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be like the last episode.
I've been entertaining my kids so much. I haven't really done much entertaining of myself other than making and experimenting with many, many different cocktails. Mm-hmm. I've been reading a little my mom, Momlin, who is surviving in New York City,
which Jesus. Is
it is the central hub of this virus in America right now. And it is scary. And I text her all the time and check in on her. And if you guys follow her on Twitter, send her some love because she is in the center of it. And
if you watch this, Momlin, please be as safe as you're able. I love you.
She is.
Please.
She
take
is
care.
So safe. She is. She has not left. They haven't left the apartment in weeks now. Like not at all. So I feel like she's doing it as safe as she can. Yeah. It's still scary though.
Yeah.
But I've been, her husband, Jerome Charon, is an author mm-hmm. and he's written many, many books. And now I get a chance to start reading some of them because mm-hmm. I got some time. So I've been reading his latest book, César. Mm-hmm. It's a spy book and it's really great. And I'm about halfway through and I'm loving it. So if you want to pick that up, that's always fun. I also, you know, everyone's been watching this tiger thing on Netflix. Have you seen the tiger thing?
It's the only thing that has captured the news's attention besides the pandemic. It's amazing. Yeah.
So of course we've been watching that, but sometimes we don't want to see a horrible person and another horrible person. So instead we've been watching Cheer, which is a cheerleading docu-series, which is really great. It's also really entertaining.
That sounds like a good idea. You know, I'm really curious about that Tiger show, but I'm hesitant to start it now because my wife Amy and I were like, well, okay, let's catch up on the movies that we've been wanting to see. And we watched The Joker,
mm-hmm.
Joker, and then we watched The Invisible Man, both like paranoia, anxiety, claustrophobia-inducing movies. And we're like, forget it. It's a good place for weeks. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. People need some escapism right now. My kids, I've been showing them classic movies, Goonies and Mighty Ducks and The Princess Diaries and stuff. And I'll turn one on for them and be like, all right, yeah, this will take care of them for 90 minutes or whatever. But then I end up sitting and watching the whole thing because turns out Princess Diaries is really good. and also it's just such a great escape. It's great to sure. just laugh and be stupid and stuff.
We've been doing a lot of musicals in our house, which is both an escape, but also like the best musicals are beautiful escapism, but they also bring you right back to the poignancy of life. Yeah. So like we've listened to Into the Woods and Les Miserables. Yeah. And both of those are like, they're the best, right? But also
pretty dark.
Both of them in ways speak to what's going on right now heavily.
Yeah.
Heavily.
Yep. Yeah.
But
what a fucking world.
What a world.
We can't enjoy a musical without being like, oh God.
Into the Woods is about as perfect a piece of art as has ever been created.
Yeah.
Ever. And you are not alone.
Yeah.
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 That's why we're, God, this could just go in a garbage can and nobody can see it, but we need to be together. You and me and the eight of us in our little family and the whole world has to find their friends and find their family. And also, man, we're all spread apart. But if there was ever a time to be together on the same page, it is now.
Yeah. And that's like the ultimate irony of this whole thing is like, we're all going through this thing together. Not since, you know, in our lifetime, not since 9/11 has there been a moment that's been like, wow, we're all going through a historical moment together.
The closest thing.
But we can't go through it together physically. Like it's such a joke. It's such a cosmic joke. Yeah. Like 9/11 in the aftermath, you could drink with a friend and cry about things.
And hug people.
And hug people, yes. And reach out to them. And now you can't. And it's just such a fuck you.
Yeah, it's a rug yank.
It's
the worst.
But like you said before, I assume it will end at some point and we'll get back. And I think that's going to be really weird too. Just like the first steps of like seeing people again is going to be weird because, everyone's going to have a different comfort level. I assume some people, like, even if they lift all of these, stay at home orders, some people are still going to stay at home.
Yeah.
And then others who do venture out or feel confident or whatever are still going to be really, really careful as they should be. And I don't know. It's going to be a weird vibe. Like you're not going to just be able to go around and hug people. All of a sudden it's going to take weeks and months. And even then when you do start hugging people again, you're going to want to fucking disinfect those hands right away because I've washed my hands 1,000 times in the last 2 days.
Yeah. My hands are a wreck.
Yeah.
Don't trust anybody whose hands aren't a wreck.
Yeah.
No, this is going to change all of us forever. No question.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if there was ever a time to lean on your loved ones, it is now. So please do. And Sam, please do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, bud. That's real nice. That's real nice. I don't know what. Oh, sorry. Go
ahead. I have a question for you. Once we're on the other side of all of this, and we will be, or mankind will be, hopefully you and I will be, but mankind will be. Mm-hmm. Once you and I are on the other side.
Oh, can I stop you? Because I got to do a shout out to Jeep Wrangler. Mm-hmm. Jeep Wrangler sponsoring the episode. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Okay, this heartfelt thought brought to you by Jeep Wrangler. We have no sponsors. There's no sponsors.
No, why would anyone sponsor this sad thing?
Sad. What's one thing once we're on the other side of this that you are looking forward to getting back to besides physical contact from loved ones? What's one other thing?
I mean, there's obvious D&D table. There's obvious getting back to work. And I really do like working in, voiceover with our fellow actors and seeing people in the booth and working with them. And it's a great chemistry, but, I'm trying to think like what, What thing is the most missing now?
Well, it doesn't need to be the most. Don't try to come up with like the pinnacle, or you can if you want to, but just a thing. Maybe I'll ask you this every week. Something that we can't have right now.
Well, I can tell you one thing that was like a gut punch to me today. Mm-hmm. I was playing in the backyard with my son, and we have a neighbor. There's big fence, like a 6-foot fence or whatever, and share a backyard or split the backyard or whatever. And his kid threw over a frisbee or whatever. And they said, "Oh, well, we lost our frisbee. Send it back." And I was like, "Don't touch it." Mm-hmm. And I had to like go get a glove, to throw back a fucking frisbee. And I was like, "That sucks.
It's the worst.
I can't even interact with a frisbee."
Yeah.
From my neighbor. I mean,
even there is new equipment in this room that was not here before today, so that we could try this out. And even our fucking team at Critical Role, who I adore, I had to be like putting gloves on to touch light switches. I got to give plastic 3 days to cool off just at the potential. And that sucks.
Yeah. I think at least right now for me, not being suspicious of items would be a great start. Like not being suspicious of the mail that comes through the slot and having to open it, toss it away right away, and then scrub my hands down, not being suspicious of groceries or frisbees, not being fearful of objects in my life would be a great start.
Okay. I'm going to take it from a different angle. We in my house, I'm eating healthier than I have in ages because we're
not me.
We're choosing our food very, very carefully. Mm-hmm. What I miss more than anything right now is getting Mexican food with one or all of the cast of Critical Role.
Oh man.
We will often, after a show or a meeting or a day at the office, or just two of us often will just go to one of only a couple of Mexican restaurants in Los Angeles and get some nachos or get some tacos and get a margarita at the end of the day. I am dreaming of the guacamole and melted cheese.
So this place that we go to, for me, I'm not a Mexican food connoisseur. I'm a connoisseur of much food and much drink, but not the Mexican cuisine. Would you say that the place that we normally go to is medium or low quality?
Oh, medium.
It's medium, right?
It's medium.
I mean, the drinks are great.
It's medium. We adore it. We adore our medium restaurant that we go to regularly.
But I would love to go back there and have a medium quality meal with you guys.
If you're curious, I will give you a high-end option since you are the foodie. Oh. In my neck of the woods, that is pretty great.
Okay.
And you can go there in 12 to 18 months.
Great. If it's still there.
Man.
It's gonna be weird to see when things open back up and things open back up.
Guys, catch us weekly to do the clown crying on the inside routine.
Except we do it out loud. You know, you can't sugarcoat this. It's not a comedy time. I mean, it is a comedy time, but like Colbert and all these guys who are still broadcasting and stuff, there's a bittersweetness to everything right now. And it's okay to laugh. I think it's great and people need to laugh. It's okay to cry and it's okay to do both at the same time.
Multiple times a day. There is no sugarcoating this, and we're not trying to create a sugarcoated show. This is checking in with each other.
Yeah.
And checking in with you guys.
Yeah. And if we do this again, who knows? Maybe we'll check in with some of our friends as well.
Absolutely.
Zoom has quite the capability to add calls and stuff.
You can talk to 2 to 100 people on Zoom, apparently.
Apparently. I think we've maxed out at like 20. 25,
okay.
Which is...
Let's call the Green Bay Packers. Everyone.
That would be a remarkable. The first 5 minutes of that would be like,
wait, what are we doing here? What? Our managers agreed to what? We're on a sad show with two nerds.
All right, who are these pasty motherfuckers? Oh boy. All right. Well, whatever this was, it was successful.
It was great. It was great. We drank together. We commiserated, and we broke up the routine. You know, yeah. I would ask like, what are you up to tomorrow? But I know what it is.
Yeah.
You're sitting at home doing nothing.
You know what? To quote a great man, life needs things to live.
Yep.
And
I don't know if that's a man. He's more of a spiritual being who has taken a human form.
We life finds a way, and we people need people. So don't know if this is going anywhere. Maybe it's one, maybe it's the duration of this really hard time we're in, but thank you for listening, and we love you, and don't forget to love each other. Hang in. We know it's hard. It's hard on all of us, and we know it's hard, and together we'll get through it.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. God damn it.
Yeah.
We will.
Lean on the ones you love. That's really all we can do. Yeah. And look out for each other.
Well, I love you, Liam.
I love you, Sam.
I love anyone who's watching this, and I love our partners at Chase Bank. Chase Bank, don't forget to open a checking account. Nope. But it was great doing this with you, and I hope we, even without the cameras, we should check in again next week or in a couple days.
This is a highlight of the week.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, Sam Riegel.
Cheers to you. I wish I had more booze, but virtually. Good night. I don't know how to stop this.
Yeah, I don't know. Normally we just awkwardly peter out. So I guess maybe we can keep that going. Sure. We'll do this. This is how we end this poignant, heartfelt experimental art piece.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. That's nicer.
Be good to everyone.
All right. Bye.
Love you.
Hey, friends. This is Liam O'Brien. Thank you for listening to AWNP Unplugged. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider leaving us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It really helps us support the show and might even bring new listeners our way. Remember, you can watch AWNP Unplugged every other Tuesday on twitch.tv/criticalrole at 7 p.m. Pacific. Or stick with listening to the audio version of the show the following Tuesday, right here on the All Work No Play podcast feed. With all that said, thank you for hanging out. Stay connected, stay safe, and remember, friends, don't work too hard.